Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Bless the name of God.
Amen. I'm going to read a few verses in Proverbs chapter 20. You want to look with me there? Proverbs chapter 20. And we read this chapter today and thought on some things. There's a word that stuck out to me in this chapter that I want to talk about, if the Holy Ghost will keep me there and help me. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1, the Bible said, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And here's the thing. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. I want to talk to you about being deceived. See, I think deception is one of the biggest tools Satan has. In the garden when he approached the woman, the Bible said that the woman was deceived. She was deceived and was in the transgression. I believe that the information that the woman got come from the man. And I believe that she was the weaker vessel, not really far as she had never sinned. But she was come from the man, and the man was in the order of God over her. Now, the Bible said, amen, that's both under the rule of God. But when man sinned, he became the rule over her. And I'm not going to get on that tonight, but I do want to talk about deception. I was amazed at the fact when Jesus' disciples asked him, what should be the sign of the last days? And this is what Jesus said after they said that. What will be the sign of the last days? And this is what he said, let no man deceive you. That's what he said. He didn't say nothing. After that, he got to talking about what we would see in the world. Amen. Wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation. Amen. All them things about what, amen, earthquakes and all that. But he majored the fact that don't let no man deceive you. Deception means that I've been misled. Amen. Now, a man can be misled in his own mind. He can be misled in his thinking. Amen. Listen, the Bible said, try the spirits whether they be of God. I know that's dealing with 1 John, dealing with false prophets. And the spirit that they spake in and what the spirit, amen, what that spirit come out of them said. But he said, try the spirits. Amen. Put them to test. See what you and I have tonight. Is it biblical? And is it scriptural? And everybody says what they got is. Amen. You go to any denomination, they about tell you they got the answer. Amen. So you got to check your own self out. You got to check out, thank God, of the Holy Spirit of God witnessing in you what you know. Amen. Listen, thank God that a lot of people think, amen, they're all right. That's a deceiving spirit. And there is deception tonight. Amen. Listen, Brent, thank God, he said, many what? False prophets have entered into the world. That's what he said. He said, many. He said, many will go the broad way that leads to destruction. Amen. Few there be that find the way of God, which is a narrow path. Amen. In this way. But he's talking about drink here. Amen. Wine and strong drink. Amen. He said that a man deceived by that is not wise. If you look at what he's saying here, he said, what does this cause? What's the cause of this? Amen. God, I'm going to say this tonight. Anybody, amen, including myself, anybody that does it, amen, I ain't planning on doing it, but I'm not saying it couldn't happen. Amen. A man says it couldn't happen, it might happen. But what'll be, but listen, tonight, brother, amen, a man thinks that he can handle it. Amen. How many people think they can handle things? Every one of us. Amen. We do think that. Amen. We think, well, this ain't that bad. I can handle it. But it always is added to. There's always something that'll come in the door with it. Amen. If a man brings a bag of booze in, there's something else coming in the door with it. Amen. I'm drinking this just because I got an infirmity in my stomach. Amen. He said that they take wine and often infirmities in the Bible. Amen. But listen, thank God that wasn't a reason. Amen. That 99.5% people ever took a glass of wine. Thank God for the infirmities. Amen. They say it's good for your health. Listen, wine was different in the Bible than when it was in the day we live in. That wine was made different. They made their own wine, and it was watered down a good bit. And I won't say this tonight. It don't matter whether it was or not. Amen. That's what it takes a man to. What it does take a man to. Amen. A man asked me this night at Seven Seas Motel. Thank God years ago down at Cherry Beach. He run the thing. He owned it. He knew I was a preacher, and he come up to me one day, and he said, "Preacher," he said, I drink a glass of wine every Saturday night with my pizza. And he said, "That's all I drink." That's what he said. He said, "Do you think that's wrong?" I said, "It is for me." That's my answer to him. Amen. Because, brother, the fact of it is, what this promotes, what alcohol promotes is my friend, becoming a mockery. Amen. A raging. And what that word, what that basically says is that this causes a quarrel in a man. This causes loudness in a man. And it ultimately leads to drunkenness. Listen, brother, intoxication, being a drunk, amen, is a drunk. Amen. He ain't an alcoholic. He's a drunkard. Amen. Ain't band-aided up all they want to. But it is what it is. Amen. And listen, I'm telling you tonight. Amen. I'm just being as honest as I can if you'll let me. Brother, I wouldn't go buy, amen, I ain't got a bottle of wine just because it tasted good. I won't feel the effects of the wine. Amen. And that's why, brother, I wouldn't even mess with stuff like that. Because the flesh don't have no stopping point. That's it. Exactly right. Listen, thank God we can try to justify what we want to. Amen. Thank God, but I'm telling you this. Brother, listen, he said it become a deceptive thing. Amen. Listen, it deceives men. It deceives their own heart. It deceives their own mind. And listen, there's never enough they can drink to ever satisfy them. Amen. That's right. But they don't tell you this. There's families that don't have money tonight because he spends it on drink. They don't tell you that there's wives that's got welts on their face or little children that's been pushed away because daddy's a drunk. They don't tell you that either. I believe what I'm about to tell you to be true. Them people that make it don't care about nobody that they sell it to. It's just for the money. This world's run by it. Amen. I don't want to get off on this because it'll blow the whole message up. But brother, this world is ate up with greed. They soon see you dead as long as you buy their product. They got you another number. That's all you are. And it's sad, but it's just true. And listen, how many people's been, why don't they put that on the television? Why don't they say this man, amen, all these people here died of cirrhosis of the liver from alcohol? Or these people got in a car, amen, listen, thank God, and drove that, ended up killing somebody. Amen, listen, friend, thank God, he said a man deceived by it. That word deceived means he's been led astray by the bottle. Amen, listen, and brother, that man began with one drink, and that's where it ended up, amen, and going to my friend, total intoxication and being ruled and controlled by that, and there ain't no reality in it. It's just the people drinking their reality away, but it ain't drinking it away. It don't drink it away. Amen. It's always there, friend. It wouldn't matter where you go. Listen, reality is reality. Amen. That's right. Sure's right. It ain't no good. Drugs ain't no good. I don't care if they're prescription drugs. If they have a need, if a man's in pain and he has a need, then I think I have no problem to say that, brother, listen, whatever that helps him get out of the pain he's in. Brother, people are abusing things, and that's the whole thing. We know today that drugs is a running America. And drug dealers is running America. And set them some of the high officials in town. It ain't just a bunch of bums out there on the street. They got other people working for them to make money. That's all it is. It's greed to the core. They don't care. They don't care. There's more overdoses going on now than has been. Amen. Listen, I can tell you, they won't tell you nothing about that. How many times you read the newspaper and Salisbury Post and say the Roy Hospital has let them know, amen, that there's been 20 overdoses in the last 2 weeks. It's innumerable, some of this stuff going on. Amen. And they don't care, friend. It's deceit. They're deceived by it. And listen, I'm telling you this, it ain't nothing but plain out sorcery. No sorcerer shall inherit the kingdom. That means a man that practices that, then he the Bible says that, friend. They taking these pain medicines, and a man told me this up there when I was at the jail preaching. I said, why don't you get out of this? He said, it's hard to get out of. He said, you feel like you're going to die to get out of it. I said, well, God can help you. He said the selling drug on the street was pain medication. They're sucking up their nose. Shooting up in their arms. You say, are you mad? Mad at the devil? I love people. I'm not putting myself above them. I could fall into any sin tonight. And you could too. Now, I don't say that self-righteous. God knows I'm the sorriest man there is. I know I am. Amen. I know I'm apt in the flesh. Amen. Listen, a man might not say this. It don't matter to me. I'm as apt in the flesh to do anything as anybody else is. Amen. Listen, every man's got a besetting sin. And brother, it'll either take him to the grave, take him down, and rob him of the power of God. And listen, I know that, brother, because that's the truth. Amen. You can have all kind of things. You might not take a drink. You might not take a drug. Amen. But you might take, thank God, a lot of pride in yourself, and pride's the first thing God said He hated. And when you think yourself above somebody else, and you think you the man, or you the woman, I'm telling you, about to hit the dust. Amen. That's right. Said it's deceiving. The devil deceived Eve. He's deceived Eve with his words. God said, God said, if we eat of the tree, we'll die. He said, you're not going to die. That's what he told her. Brother, she found out. Amen. Listen, thank God, if she died that day that she took the fruit. Thank God, she died that day spiritually and began to die physically. And ever since, we all been digging graves. You won't know where the graveyard come from. Go back to Adam. You don't know where sin come from, where you had to teach your youngins and, amen, lead them, thank God, the best you can. Amen, you ain't going to be able to take away their sin. Amen, and you can't, because the only one can is the offering. Thank God that our Lord offered Him own self to take away sin. Amen, and every youngin that's in this church will have to come the way of the cross and be born again, thank God, by the Holy Ghost. But I'm telling you, you hear me tonight, friend. Thank God, your children, there's not no better than any other children. Public school and Christian school and home school, all of them sinners. Don't matter what they are. You might have people in the public school running wild. Amen. And you got them in the Christian school wanting to run wild. Amen. Hey, you say, why, preacher? That's in them, friend. Hey, God, don't you think it ain't in them. Amen. You ain't innocent. Neither is your children, and neither is my children and my grandchildren. And I'm going to tell you, they marry the same mess. Amen. That sin. And brother, I'm telling you, say, listen to me tonight. They got the same hunger. Amen. It's in them tonight. Thank God that eat the tree as sure as it is. Somebody asked me what I thought about it. I said, well, what'd you do? Was you born wanting to do right on everything? Well, you didn't. No man did. The only way he's going to get escape from my friend's sins, the grace of God. God's got to get in that man. I'm telling you, a young man, amen, listen, they ain't perfect. They profess to be saved, they ain't perfect. Buddy, you ain't neither. God have mercy on you to think they're going to be. Amen. That's right. Amen. But I'm telling you this tonight. Hey, brethren, listen. It's a whole lot better when they've been born twice at a young age and they got the Holy Ghost in them. Amen. And can help them, thank God. Amen. Listen. Thank God. I'm going to help them. Amen. Thank God. Escape some things in this life. Brother Jeremy preached revival for us. He wouldn't have me, it wouldn't bother him to tell you this. He was saved at 12 and called to preach. I don't know, maybe a few years later. He went to the public school. He said, I was tempted with it all. Alcohol, sex, all of it. He said, when I said I do, I married pure. He said, I married pure. He went through the temptation. There ain't many Josephs, but there's some. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, that takes some strong and strictness to your own flesh. Amen. Buddy, listen to me. I'm just going to preach you out tonight, so I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going with it. Buddy, I'm telling you what, temptations are right before us. Listen to what I'm telling you. You ain't going to escape temptation. And he didn't either, but he didn't never sin when he was tempted. That's the only way he can aid you in it. Because he's done overcome it, and he never did sin. He couldn't sin, but he faced it as a man. And I'm telling you this tonight, friend, Jesus was tempted at all points like as we are yet without sin. And brethren, he was. He went through the temptations, and he was tempted. Amen. I'm telling you this tonight, friend, he tempted. Thank God tried. Amen. But he, thank God, never yielded. Amen. He was God in the flesh. Brethren, listen. You say every sin we ever face in temptation, he faced it. He knows how to give you grace in it. Amen. That covers it all, friend. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the world, and the pride of life. Every bit of it. Adam fell right into the trap. Our Lord, thank God, the last Adam never sinned, couldn't have sinned. Amen, but died for sin. Amen, that we might be saved from sin. Amen, listen, I'm telling you this tonight. He saved imperfect people, Brother Todd. Amen, but amen, deposited his Holy Ghost in them. Amen, give him a word. Amen. Thank God, you know why you, amen, just keep on coming back. He ain't going to let you go nowhere. Amen, he's got his hold on you. Amen, listen, friend, he's got his hold on you. He's got his hold on you. Thank God, you might try to run stray. Amen. Amen. But if you want of his, he's got his hold on you. Amen. He's got a word for you too. Amen. Listen. Nathan had a word for David. He said, thou art the man. Amen. You're the man. Listen, friend. They ain't nobody tonight. Amen. Listen. In the depths and crevices of their own heart that has not looked the other way and thought about it. Amen. That's the flesh. That's what it is. That's the flesh. Flesh is weak. Spirit's willing. That's right. Oh, yeah. A man that would think he can handle alcohol, he might as well try to handle a rattlesnake with them guys up there in the hills to try to handle them snakes. Amen. Somebody said, you a snake handler? I said, no, I don't hate them. I'm a snake killer if I can get my power. Amen, shovel. Amen. I don't like them. Who would think that God ever meant that in the scripture anyway, Mark 16, that we're supposed to handle snakes to prove we got faith? Amen. It's his faith anyhow. It's not my faith to prove anybody anything. Amen. Listen, thank God it's his faith. Are you in the faith? Then prove yourself. That means God proves himself through you. That's right. The only way you know it. The witness right. Of the Holy Ghost bears witness. Amen. It ain't nothing about that. Amen. I'm going to give you my take on that. You can take it and read it and study it in Mark 16. Amen. I'm going to read it to you what it says, and I'm going to give you my take on it. And you can get your take on it, whatever God tells you. Amen. I still believe God shows himself through his people. Amen. And I still believe God sets them up, gives them the gifts of the Spirit, and God uses it in the church. Look at what he said here. Thank God he's talking about his men there. And he said here, He said, he that believeth is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They cast out devils. Brother, I still think the power of God's power. Amen. Through effectual prayer. Amen. Listen. Thank God the devil will be cast out. I think that's right. They shall speak with new tongues. Listen to me, tongues was a sign to the Jews that the Holy Ghost. Why did Cornelius speak in tongues? Because it was a sign to Peter when the Holy Ghost fell on him. He said he fell on him like he did us. Amen. You say, what is tongues? It's something supernatural. Now I tell you what, all this tongue movement that they got today in some of these churches is not biblical. There's no interpreter ever, two or three to interpret what they're saying, that it might edify the body. We don't need it here. Everybody speaks English. We don't need somebody to speak in a tongue and thank God somebody to interpret and say, well, he said we need to go on further. God help you. You can say that with plain language. Amen. It was a sign. The Jews require a sign. Notice this. They shall take up serpents. Paul did. Serpent grabbed me, shook it off. And if they drank any dead thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I still believe laying the hands on people and praying over people. But listen to me. On this particular scripture, I really believe it was apostolic.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because his audience was Jewish. And because God give them men them gifts and that power, amen, in this text over in Mark 16, the main thing's the gospel, amen. But them people that were saved, they had supernatural signs that followed them because it was a testimony to a lost Jewish people, amen, that sought a sign, required a sign. I don't require no sign. Thank God I'm a Gentile. Amen, listen, I didn't have to require nothing. He said, come on in. Thank God I'm taking you in. Amen, listen. Thank God, friend, I don't have to see no my eyes. Amen. I heard the gospel. And he called me by his grace. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. You don't have to work the Holy Ghost up. He works you up. That's right. Now you get to worshiping and praising him in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He'll bubble in you. Amen. Sometimes when you get down to pray, you know he's there. That Holy Ghost grabs in that thing, son, and here all of a sudden we in the green grass. Amen. We in good land. It don't happen every time, but it does happen. Amen. You don't have to work it up. You don't have to say, go do this. Go do that. If God got on you and you danced in the Holy Ghost, I'd know it was God. I wouldn't have to say he got up done to Charleston. I'd say, praise God, he was in the Holy Ghost. He wasn't trying to act. We ain't actors, we're born again people.
Yes, amen.
Boy, I hate to get on all this stuff. Me and my wife went down to the beach. I know that's a curse against some people, but we did go. We went to the pirate show over there, that little old pirate show. Them people got them pirates, you know, out there, and they're talking about different things, and sword fighting and all that. But there was a guy that got up there before, you know, and he was doing little stuff. I told my wife about this in my spirit. I said, the guy wouldn't ever say nothing. If he wanted people to clap, he'd go. I looked at him. And he was doing all kind of different stuff. And I hate to say this, but there was a preacher that come to my mind, him doing that, that has the same spirit. And I'm going to tell you what it is. It's acting. You got that spirit discernment, that's acting. That's not preaching. I'm not preaching what you want to hear tonight. I didn't come to preach what you wanted to hear. I preached what the Holy Ghost told me to preach. But I'm telling you this, I ain't no actor. If all we're going to do is a preacher get up here and people laugh at what he's saying and, amen, just go with a bunch of jokes and everything else and no Holy Ghost and no preaching and nothing right and nothing straightforward, then what in the world are we doing here? If there's a hell, then let's believe it. What's the concept that everybody goes to heaven today? You're deceived. I was sitting there at Brother Larry's the other day, and I think it was his daughter. She said something about, I don't know, he's talking about preaching or something. And I said, this man's done preached it. He's done preached it. His life preached it. His love for wanting to be here preached it. All I could do is back it and say, thank God I seen that in him. Thank God he said the Holy Ghost come in his bedroom. I said it. He was sitting right there in that chair on that Thursday. I went up there and I said, and he said, I got out of bed this morning. I said, that's the room the Holy Ghost went to, wasn't it? He said, that's right. He said, I got to praying for you and Brother Shane. And he said, after I got through, the Holy Ghost come in there and said, on me. That's what he said. I'm talking about a man used to be an Episcopalian. I ain't talking about somebody that's been in the Baptist church. I'm talking about a man, amen, was raised under a father in the religious ranks. And the only father he knows now ain't the man, it's Christ, the heavenly father. Amen, that's right. Listen, friend, I'm just telling you this, you don't have to act out nothing. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. If you got it, you got it. Amen. And sometimes you don't feel like you got it, but you still got it. Amen. Amen. I like what Spurgeon said. He said, all these people are saying how much they know all this. He said, I'm just glad to lay at his feet and say, thank God. Amen. You even considered me. Amen. I said, Zechariah, even though I know tonight, thank God I passed from death into life. And the Holy Ghost tells me so. And I know it because he lets me know it. Amen. I don't have to have nobody in here come up and say, I think you saved. I don't have to have that. I hope that don't offend you. I don't have to have nobody to tell me that. If you got up here and said, I don't think he is, it wouldn't matter. It's I know what I got. And it wouldn't come from myself. And I wasn't looking for it. Amen. Listen, the Holy Ghost, amen, opened my eyes and showed me him. Thank God it made a difference in my life. But I'll tell you one thing, when a man preaches on it, my ears is open, my heart's open to hear what he tells me. You hear me gladly. Every message preached is to you. You ever think, well, that's for that man over there? No, you're missing the mark. You're deceiving yourself. He said, don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Huh? I'm going to say this. Don't you tell anybody what you think about their soul unless you give them the gospel. That means that, amen, as much I love this boy, he's a good brother, but you don't have to remind him he's saved. If he goes through a doubt, then let him find fit from God. Huh? I've doubted before and I've got along with God and I sought him out. And the Holy Ghost always comes through with his witness and his voice and the word bearing witness too. And what God has done visibly to me in my heart, what I see. But the main thing is that Spirit of God. It bears witness. But never tell your children they're saved. I've heard people say, you need to tell them they're saved. You need to remind them of that. No, you don't have to remind. Nobody's ever had to come up and say, hey, you're living. That'd be dumb, wouldn't it? How you know that? You was born November 25th, 1959. Your mama told me so. No. The life's in me because I know it. Now, if I drop now, I don't know it because I'm gone. That's right. But as long as I'm saved, and I'll be saved as much for in eternity, yep, as I am now.
Right.
Amen. But I'm telling you what, brother, listen, I would not let anybody deceive me on an altar. Come here and pray this prayer. Read these verses. Holy Ghost is going to show it to you. Flesh and blood never showed it to you. He couldn't. That's why you got him. Because he gave it. That deception, son, runs deep, boy. It runs deep. That man runs deep now. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap. I'm glad God's merciful. If I had to reap everything I sowed, boy, I tell you what, they might as well go ahead and dig a hole for me. I'm glad God's merciful, but he ain't lying neither. If you sow to the flesh, you'll sow the flesh reap. Because if you sow to the spirit, you'll sow the spirit reap life everlasting. That's what you put in the ground. Matthew, Proverbs 7. That's that strange woman. You ever thought about it? He said he looked through the casement. You saw that window over there? He through the window. Saw a man of youth. Can I give you my take on this? I think he was looking at himself. Solomon wrote it. He had a lot of them. That's what split the kingdom. His idolatry. He had 1,000 women. 700 wives, 300 wives, and 700 wives and 300 concubines, mistresses. Whatever it says. This is a deceiver. Come, my husband's gone with a bag of money. I fixed the bed. I'm sure she had to look nice. But outside the casement of that window, this man's looking. And he sees her go into her like an ox to the slaughter. She deceives him. Now listen to what I'm going to tell you. I'll say it again because I like to reiterate things because it's just the truth. Anybody can fall. If you think you can't, you're deceiving yourself. Here's something that will help you keep from falling. Lord, I need your help in all things. I never think I'm anything apart from your grace because it's you. But brother, I'm telling you this tonight. There's a lot of deception in this world. And the devil's behind it all. But I'm going to give you this and I'm through and you know what I'm about to tell you is right. Jeremiah 17:9 said the heart is deceitful. And desperately wicked. Who can know it? That means, Brother Keith, everything's a danger. Not the God things, but everything in the world's a danger. You know this. It's even dangerous for a man to think highly of himself after he does a good job teaching or preaching. It could be in a song that you get up and the Holy Spirit blesses it. And all of a sudden when you're sitting down, the devil's patting you on the back and saying, now that ain't going against telling you what I told you that you've done a fine job Sunday. Hey, God, you ain't to kill nobody with encouragement. Ain't enough of it. But you can kill them with flattery and flattering tongue ain't no good. Amen. Flattery is saying things that really ain't true in your heart. You're just saying that to make them feel good or flatter them or build them up. I think we need to speak the truth myself. I mean, you wouldn't come to me tonight and say, I tell you, that wasn't much. I'd agree with you. But still, I wouldn't come and say that to you. I think y'all brothers God helps y'all do a good job teaching. But say you had a strikeout. I have two more than one time. I don't even know what my batting average would be. Brother Mimi told me one time, I said, why don't you get somebody better than me to preach? He said, well, you're batting 500. I said, well, Ted Williams is the last man to bat 400. laughed. Here's what you got to say. If I'm ever helped, I'm helped of God. If I ever preach, teach, sing, do anything for God, and God gets glory from it, it's all Him. It can't be you. He used your vessel, but it's still Him. There ain't no other vessels He's going to use besides you. He's going to use you. Brother Keith, God had me there at that funeral to preach to you. I didn't know it, but God did. That's just a fact. God had everything set up in His order, and He ordained it. He made the steps, thank God, for you to be sitting on the second pew at Lowerly Funeral Home, and me, as a 30-year-old man, didn't know nothing, amen, but Christ, and knew He was the way, and get up and preach it, and God dealt with your heart. Now you sit on here on the pew. That was 1990, I believe, and here it is, 2024. That's the work of God, and it can't be the work of Hyde. I could not keep you. I couldn't keep you or your wife. I couldn't keep nobody. I can't keep myself. But I'm just saying this tonight, that when you look at things, you've got to see it. You've got to see it all together. Amen. You can't just see it this way. I preached a lot of negativity tonight, but you got to see there's positivity. There's got to see there's things that God will bless you with. Amen. He that overcometh temptation, he shall get the crown of life. Amen. All these things that God says here, God says, I'm going to put this on you that you might learn. God says, I'm going to allow temptation. Amen. Why did He teach them own disciples in His prayer? He taught them to pray, amen, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's what He told His men to pray. Lead us not. Praying to the Father. Lead us not into temptation. Think on that one. Why are you tempting me tempted? Well, number one thing is, thank God, to be tested to show where we at. God knows where you at. And how much you need Him. How much you need to cast yourself at Him. Trevor, I'm going to tell you this. I tell every young man this, these boys up here too. You're going to fail some. You can look back at me and say, preacher, you failed, hadn't you? And I say, a whole lot. A whole lot. I'm going to tell you the key. Him walking with you in the presence of the Holy Spirit. There ain't no man going to go into sin in the presence of Christ. I'm talking about divine presence of fellowship. It's when we leave it. David, time of battle. I'm going to stay here and rest. They can handle it. God allowed him to do that.
Sure He did.
Now listen, don't fall out with me, okay? If you don't believe this, that's fine. Everything that anybody ever failed with, God still used it.
Sure.
In their life and in what was going on at that time. I heard a man preaching one night about Samson and women, and I thought, sir, God give him a Philistine wife. That was of the Lord. God allowed him to go through some things, but the ultimate end was the will of God. Amen. Was deliverance to the Israelites. Amen. But brother, God never, amen, tempts a man. God don't pull a man into temptation. But help me tonight. Thank God, will He not use that? Thank God to show a man and help a man. Amen. To have some grace and overcoming power. Amen. And still show His glory. Amen. What? Here's the thing. You ain't going to figure God out. His ways are past finding out. Who would call a man to go to Nineveh that didn't want to go and ran and jumped on a ship? Amen. Amen. Got thrown overboard. The whale got him. And God still knew he didn't want to go. But he had to go. And he ran. And after God blessed Nineveh with mercy, he didn't like it. His prejudice. Them Gentile people down there. Would you call a man like that?
Can you tell me, Brother Todd, let's just get this thing right here. Could you tell me tonight, brother, that you got, if you do this, that you'll succeed every time? Here's a man didn't do none of it. Amen. And God still used him. Why? It was his will. It was the purpose of God. And God can do what he wants to with whom he wants to. And Jonah went through a whole lot to find it out. You might have to go through a whole lot to find it out. That's right. But I'll tell you what. He was the only Old Testament prophet that had the sign of the Messiah. As Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. Don't give up on people. Don't give up on them. Let God help you. That's right. Ain't that right? Amen. But I'm telling you, let God help you through this thing. Say, oh, hi, now. Old Redmond, whoever else. Amen. Old Trevor. I would never expect you to be perfect. But I know there's a perfect God in you. And that's why the Father receives you. He couldn't do nothing less. And he's working. He works in your life. He works in your life, Justin. If you died today, you know I love you. I do. I love you. I love you. I'd go by what you said. Your testimony. What you said testified. I would. I say this man testified to God saving him. And the only thing, if I died today and you said, I believe old Hyatt, Brother Hyatt, he testified of being saved. And you'd have to say, even that, God don't deny himself. He might have been a little shaky. God don't deny himself. Listen to me. As much as your testimony is, it's the right thing. But his testimony is greater. And that's what the Father receives. Get that, buddy. Don't be deceived on anything. Amen. That old heart will deceive you, boy. It'll take you away from God. It'll tell you, you don't need to go to church tonight. You don't need to go to church next week. Has the Holy Ghost ever told you not to go to Walmart? Not unless there's going to be some people down there that's going to shoot you or something. What that fella said, come with Jeremy. They went up there to Walmart here in Salisbury, and he said, Jeremy called me. He said, what's wrong with them people up there? Scared me to death just getting in the parking lot. I said, I was going to tell you, but I didn't want to bother you with it. But really, the Holy Ghost, he will deal with you spiritually. He will tell you you don't need that. You don't need what mom and daddy said. He'll tell you. The Holy Ghost will tell you. The devil will tell you that. Your flesh will tell you that. The flesh will tell you this. That's why he said don't provoke the king. That's going to bring some bad stuff your way. Because if you provoke the king, it's going to bring hard on you. Just obey the king. God put him in. That's a hard thing, ain't it? What do I do when somebody's in authority over me and I don't like what they're doing? Pray. I appreciate and love you. But I'm telling you what, there's a lot of deception right up here, right in here, that tries to justify a lot of things that God never put his hands on. That's right. God help us. I love you. Appreciate you. Let's stand tonight. I preach what I felt like the Lord wanted me to. Justin, I want you to pray.